October 24th, 2020, Saturday morning early, about 3:30 in the morning here in Pineville, Missouri. I've entitled this video, My Soul Thirsteth for Thee. My soul thirsteth for Thee. When the poor and needy seek water, and there is none, and their tongue faileth for thirst, I, the Lord, will hear them. Good morning, Facebook, as well. I've entitled this video, this 24th of October, Saturday morning, about 3:30, My Soul Thirsteth for Thee. There be many that say, who will show us any good? Psalm 4:6. What hath man of all of his labor and the vexation of his heart, wherein he hath labored under the sun? For all his days are sorrows, and his travail grief. Yea, his heart taketh not rest in the night. All is vanity and vexation of spirit. They have forsaken me, the fountain of living waters, and hewed out cisterns, broken cisterns that can hold no water. Ecclesiastes 2:22-23 and 17. Jeremiah 2:13. Him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. John 6:37. I will pour water on him that is thirsty. Isaiah 44:3. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Matthew 5:6. O God, thou art my God, early will I seek thee. My soul thirsteth for thee. My flesh longeth for thee in a dry and thirsty land where no water is. Psalm 63:1. You know, when I go out into the world to do business, whether it's grocery shopping or a lumber yard or a hardware store or whatever it might be, and you see all of these people out there, and they're all wearing masks, and it reminds me of the scripture that says that they follow after one another and they fall into a ditch. You know, the scripture also says the dog is returned into its vomit. What a disgusting sight to see a dog vomit and then eat his vomit. Many return to the beggarly elements of the world to try to satisfy themselves. But there is no greater love than this, that Christ would lay down his life for his friends. We're living in a dry and thirsty wilderness. We have parched tongues. We long for a cool, refreshing glass of water. The psalmist says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. We are living in a dry and thirsty wilderness, and we long to be comforted by the Comforter. We long to be given the relief that we need during difficult times. And we long for the living water, the water that only Jesus can give us, the water for our souls. We go through a lot of struggles in our lives, and we flee to the rock of our salvation. And He is our only refuge. He is our only hope. There's no greater refuge we can go to, for He is the one who created us. He knows us better than anyone else. He said, "My yoke is easy and my burden is light." And He has the answers for all of our problems. We don't have to go to a therapist or a psychiatrist or a psychologist or a priest. We go directly to Christ. We don't have to listen to a pope. And we don't have to listen to those who are teaching things that are contrary to the Word of God. And when we are looking for solace or comfort, we go to His Word for comfort. And we go to Him in fellowship and communion and prayer, recognizing our need of solace from Him. He's the one that paid the price on the cruel and rugged cross of Calvary. He's the one who put faith in our hearts. He's the one who sent His Comforter, His Holy Spirit, to abide with us. Is there not a balm in Gilead for the heart that is oppressed? Is there not a holy comforter that will give His people rest? Is there not a heavenly breeze that will come from above to cool the fevered brow of the one bent so very low? Is there not a bleeding lamb that has all our sorrows took? Is there not a faithful shepherd who gathers His wayward lambs? Is there not refreshing waters sent from the great I Am? Yes, there is a balm in Gilead, and a heavenly breeze will blow to cool the fevered brow of the lamb that's bent so low. Yes, there is a faithful shepherd, and His refreshing waters will flow to the discouraged soul. Master, please don't tarry. Master, please don't tarry. I plead that You would not tarry too long, for I am very weak and really not that strong. If left to my own devices, I would perish suddenly. Master, please don't tarry. Come and rescue me. Master, please don't tarry, or I would be cast down. My sins would overtake me, and I'd be laid to the ground. Master, please don't tarry. Come to my help and stay, close beside me in the morning. Yes, at the break of day. Thank you, Master, for not waiting. You were there all the time. Even though this wayward child's eyes are often blind, you told me underneath me were your everlasting arms to hold me and sustain me and protect me from all harms. Thank you, loving Master, for letting me see. Your loving arms are open and always holding me. Well, I want to conclude today with this poem. It's called, Lord, My Soul Longs for You. How I long for a cool cup of water that will quench my spiritual thirst. Christ gives that living water, and it never runs dry. He bought me with His blood. I'm the apple of His eye. When I'm in need of comfort and I'm in need of care, I cry out to my Abba Father, and He is always there. When friends and family forsake me, I can always know that my precious loving Savior, how He loves me so. Thank you, Lord, for placing me where the cool waters flow. May the good Lord go with you this weekend in a special way is my prayer. God bless.